Right at the outset of our parsha, the Torah describes the process of purification for the Metzorah. How does someone who was stricken with tzaras eventually, when the time comes, purify him or herself? How do they become tahor again and rejoin normal life in their family and the community? What is interesting is in the course of describing this process of purification, in numerous instances, right at the outset, the Torah uses a somewhat surprising choice of language to describe the person who is becoming purified. For example, in Perek Yudalet, Pasuk Dalet, we read, V'tziva ha-kohen v'lakach lemitaher, shtei tziporim v'chayot torot, etc. That the Kohen will instruct the person who is becoming purified, the mitaher, to take the two birds and the animals and eventually the eitz and the erez and the shni tolas, which will be used in the process. Or again, in Sukkim Zayin and in Ches, V'hiza ala mitaher minatzaras sheva pamim, that the mitaher, the person being purified, will have to be sprinkled upon seven times. Or in, again, the next pasuk, V'kibetz ha mitaher es begadav, V'gilach es kol saro. The mitaher, the person becoming purified, will have to wash off his clothing and shave his hair. And it seems to be striking that the Torah uses this term mitaher, which is not to be confused with the identically spelled but differently pronounced mitaher. The mitaher is the Kohen. That's the person who is purifying the other person. However, the mitaher is the one who's becoming purified. However, the reason I stress this and the reason I point out that it seems to be a peculiar choice is, as the Meshech Chachma points out, it would have presumably been easier and more expected and maybe more grammatically precise to have just said le-nitaher, right? The mitaher is the person who is doing the purifying, and the nitaher is the person who is being purified. And yet here we have the mitaher. I'm not a Balkore, but I am sure it is confusing when a Balkore looks at those words. If he hasn't studied very carefully, he could easily mispronounce it, mitaher. Yet it's pronounced mitaher. Why not just use the easier and more expected term of nitaher? So, as I mentioned, the Meshech Chachma does note this, and he connects this grammatical nuance to a fascinating medrash here in Vayikra Rabbah on our pasuk. The medrash actually is going on our pasuk, but doesn't initially at all address the pasuk itself, but rather, using our pasuk as a launching point, goes on describing a pasuk in Devarim, Perek Zayin, pasuk Tezvav, where Hashem promises that in good circumstances, V'hesir Hashem mimcha kol choli v'chol madvei Mitzrayim harayim asher yadata. That Hashem will, there's a double language that's being used, which clearly the Medrash is sensitive to, Hashem will remove all of the sickness and all of the evil sickness, the really bad sickness that you suffered when you were in Mitzrayim. The Medrash, commenting on this phrase, especially that opening phrase, which seems to be redundant, what is the choli, which is additional to midvei Mitzrayim. So the Medrash says that, in fact, a person has the ability to prevent themselves from having choli. In fact, that's the lashon, says the Medrash, of the pasuk, V'hesir Hashem mimcha. What should we learn from this, says the Medrash? Mimcha hu shelo yavo'u chalayim. It's on you, mimcha, it's really on you to make sure that you don't suffer from sickness. In other words, as the Mefarshei Medrash point out, the Pasuk seems to be telling us, as understood by the Medrash, that ultimately, yes, Hashem can remove a sickness, but the reason Hashem would have brought sickness to begin with is because of human sin, and therefore it's really on us. If we don't sin in the first place, if we live a good, proper life, or if we do tshuva when we inevitably do fall short, then memela, naturally, we ourselves, in essence, will be responsible for triggering Hashem's removal, but it's really going to be from us. Mimchahu shel yavo chalayim. So that's the Medrash. It doesn't really ever explicitly connect it back to our Parsha or our Psukim, and yet it's a Medrash in Parshas Metzora, not in Dvarim, in Ve'eschanan. So says the Meshech Chachma, why is the Medrash bringing this Pasuk and this interpretation here? And how did the Medrash know that that's the correct interpretation? So therefore suggests the Medrash, in fact, that's the point. Suggests the Meshech Chachma. V'nira de Darish midichsiv lemitaher, the very fact that the Torah used that funny, peculiar terminology in our Parsha, mitaher, and did not write lenitaher, which would have been nif'al, says the Meshech Chachma, a passive language, as the Pasuk does say in the same context, v'huva el ha-kohen, the person passively, nif'al, is brought to the Kohen. Why is it repeatedly in the actual process of purification refer to the person who is being purified as the mitaher? Says the Meshech Chochma, l'chein al korcha kavanoso shehu mafil ba'atzmo hatahara. It's not nifal, totally passive, but as the Meshech Chochma then says, hainu hit pa'el. It's a different grammatical form. Hit pa'el, reflexive. That is to say, the mitaher, even though the Kohen is doing these various things with the birds and the sprinkling and the shni tolas and the eitz eres, but ultimately it's the mitaher. The person has to be mafil atzmo b'tahara. The person has to himself or herself make them tamei, make themselves tahor. You got yourself into this mess? Ultimately, it'll be you who gets out of this. Shemisibas tshuvaso l'Hashem yizbarach huso mi'ita hanega upashut, adds the Meshech Chochma. In other words, what a powerful, powerful message. It's not enough for someone else to make you tahor. Yes, halachically, the Kohen has a very important role to play. But nevertheless, if you became tamei, even though you have to go to the Kohen to be metahir you, you have to help as well. You have to participate and partner with the Kohen. You have to be a Messiah. Someone, yes, is helping you, is contributing, but you also have to do your part. Even though the Kohen is being mitaher you, you have to be the mitaher. You have to actively participate in your own rehabilitation. You cannot be nitaher. You cannot be purely passive and just think that the Kohen is going to be purifying you. You have to partner with the Kohen in your own self-rebirth and self-rehabilitation. And this is a very short piece in the Meshech Chochma, but it's really so profound with so many far-reaching ramifications, because presumably this is not at all limited just to tzara'as, but it's a good lesson in life. Many times we think that our rabbi will help us, our spouse will help us, our parent will help us. And the answer is, thank God, hopefully we're blessed to have many other good people in our lives who can inspire us and help us and uplift us. But no one can do for you what you're not willing to do for yourself. It always has to be a mitaher, a partnership where you take ultimate responsibility for yourself.